I was really pleased with the character. I was really pleased with how patient we stayed, because we could have gone under really, and at times people started moaning a little bit, not a lot, because generally they're with us, but the frustration was there, and it was really important that we just kept patient and kept getting balls in the box and balls around the box and little intricate movements, and we eventually we broke them down. First half, I was very disappointed with the two goals. There's no doubt in that, for organisational reasons, and that's something we'll go and look on, because we've generally been very good at that. However, let's not take anything away from the lads, because in League One, when you go behind, it's very difficult to get back, and today they've done that, and I'm very proud of them.
The way they played as well, sort of, you dominate possession throughout the whole game, you take the two goals away. You must be pleased with kind of the style that your team's showing at the moment.
Yeah, I'm pleased with the style. I still see areas in attack that we can improve on, and like I say, it's still a new group, and hopefully we will get better. Of course, we've got a couple of additions. What's nice is our bench is really strong at the moment. Disappointed to probably lose George for injury today, but it's good when you look at the bench and you think, oh, I could put any one of six or seven on there. And delighted for Danny Phyllis-Kirk, because he's been working his socks off, and he really deserved to get them two goals.
Seven unbeaten now in League One. You must be pleased with the form you've shown recently.
Yeah, no, I'm pleased. I'm not getting carried away, because I still think there's more in us. I still think there's a couple of gears in us. Next week will be a really good marker to see where we are in the division, because Peterborough are a good side. And we want to go there full of confidence to make it a really tough game for them.
And the better sides you've played this year, you seem to have raised your game. The top sides in the league you're competing with.
Yeah, well, I think generally we really do go and try and win every game. So other teams play, which enables you to play a little bit, and the space is there. And we have got good footballers. We've got five or six internationals out there, so they're no mugs, these lads, you know what I mean? And we've done phenomenal, really, to recruit this batch of players for the budget, if you like. And it's exciting. And why shouldn't we be excited? But we've also got to snuff out the bad bits and improve on the bits that in forward areas that we know we can.
You spoke about additions there, or players that have come in. Wilkinson, one of those that have come in, and he seems to have settled in straight away to what you're doing.
Yes, I've been really pleased with him. He's got a lovely touch. He's got a lovely gliding movement. He's a good kid. Of course, he's got some aspects of his game that it's really just savvy that he just needs to get hold of, and we'll help him with that, and Bolton obviously help him with that, but there's no better education than playing in League One, and we'll show him it. And there's a couple of times he maybe could have just put his head in a defender's face to put him off rather than watch the defender, but it's very minor, and generally it's just tactical stuff that he hasn't had enough time to be here to learn it anyway.